The Holy Gospel comes from Matthew chapter 5. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him take your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. You have also heard that it was said, you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you in return, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the nations do the same? You, therefore, must be complete, as your heavenly Father is complete." This is the gospel of our Lord. In the name of Jesus, who is Lord of every authority. Amen. The Lord God has opened my ear. The words of the prophet Isaiah that you've heard this morning were spoken into a context of devastation and complete destruction. Earlier, in the book of Isaiah, the prophet had cried out to the people of Israel, begging them to listen. To listen to no avail. He had begged them to listen and to turn away from what they had been doing. For they were in a situation, initially, where the Assyrian Empire in the 700s BC was surrounding them and ready to invade and destroy. And the prophet had said to them, trust in the Lord. Do not look to armies. Do not look to nations. Do not look to Egypt to be your help. Trust in God. As he delivered you from slavery in Egypt with Moses, he will deliver you if you would just wait on him. But they did not listen. And the Assyrian Empire stepped in and destroyed the northern 10 tribes of Israel and the capital in Samaria, and wiped them out and hauled off many of them into slavery and exile in Assyria. The southern 2 tribes, Judah and Benjamin, survived this, but they were under Assyrian control now. And the prophet continued to beg to them to not fall in the same pattern and footsteps of their northern brothers and sisters who had not listened to God. But for over 100 years, Judah and Benjamin continued to not listen. They continued to trust in armies and nations and in their own strength and political savvy in order to fix their situation. And then the great Babylonian Empire arose in 586 BC and wiped out the southern 2 tribes of Judah and Benjamin, destroying Jerusalem, destroying the temple of God, and hauling off the rich and powerful into Babylon to be in exile and leaving the poor to be slaves of the land. Devastating. Destruction at every turn. Nothing. Because they did not listen. And so our prophet today opens up his words by saying, the Lord God has opened my ear. In the midst of this turmoil and destruction, finally the ear is open. And I was not rebellious, and I turned not backward. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. to be faithful in listening to the call of God as he had been begging them when the Assyrian Empire and the Babylonian Empire reared their heads. God had said, trust in me, give them your back, give them your cheeks and your face to disgrace. If they harm you, I am still with you. The prophet knows to trust in God is to give yourself over to such disgrace and suffering. But the prophet knows, the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not truly been disgraced. I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will never be put to shame. Even in the face of having his back hit, his cheeks destroyed, his face spit on, the prophet knows that is no true disgrace, because God is with me. If God is with me in the face of such suffering and spitting and disgrace, it's not real disgrace, because the only true disgrace would be if God had abandoned me. The prophet continues to trust. He who vindicates me is near. So then the prophet cries out, who will contend with me? And then he sends a taunt to his enemies. Let them stand up together against me. He asks again, who will be my enemy? And the prophet taunts them again. Let them come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who can declare me guilty? Behold, all of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. The prophet has such profound trust in God. He does not care that Assyria or Babylon may be taunting him, standing in his face, ready to destroy. The prophet says, bring it on. God stands with me. Give me your best shot. I dare. And then the Lord begins to speak to the prophet. The Lord cries out to us, who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant, his prophet? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Behold, all you who kindle a fire and equip yourselves with burning torches, walk by the light of your fire and by the torches that you have kindled. This you will have from my hand. You will lie down in torment. God asks who is willing to stand with him and to trust him in the face of opposition, suffering, even death. Who will stand in the darkness with God? The prophet says, those who sit in darkness with no light, no hope, under the shadow of the Assyrian and Babylonian empires or whatever turmoil may be in your life, he says, let that person in darkness trust in God. Rely on him to come through for you. But there's the alternative. The alternative would be, in the face of our own darkness, to think, well, God isn't here to help me. I'll make my own fire. I can make my own light. It may be puny, but at least it's something. But the Lord says, all you who kindle your own fires, who try to walk by the light of your own man-made torches, all you're going to get is torment and destruction. And this is what the people of Israel had tried to do. As Assyria and Babylon were looming, they had tried to light their puny torches, rally a little bit of an army, go trust Egypt, maybe they'll help us, maybe we can resist just a little bit. In the face of the darkness, I'd rather have just a little bit of light. But it caused them utter destruction. And the prophet says, in your darkness, you should have simply trusted in God. Your puny fires can't come through for you. And so God says to us, listen to me. You who pursue justice, who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, the quarry from which you were dug. He implores us to look back at our ancestry, our history of those who came before us. What is the quarry from which we were dug? Where is our faith born? Look to Abraham, your father, Sarah, who bore you. For he was but one person when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. The Lord had called Abraham many, many centuries before, and instead, in the midst of a world gone south, where Adam and Eve had turned against God, and then the line of Cain had led to destruction, God called Abraham in the midst of the madness and said, "Be my follower. Come with me. We will fix the world together. I will make you a great nation, and your children and offspring will number the stars." But Abraham and Sarah were barren. They sat in the darkness of being unable to have children. God had said, "You will be a great nation, but we can't have children." And so they relied and trusted on God for a bit. But as the years waned on, the darkness got too much. And they looked to Hagar, and they brought in Sarah's servant woman. And they said, "Abraham, lie with her. At least we can make a fire and a light, a little one, and you can have children through her. That's better than the darkness we're sitting in." And so Ishmael was born. But the Lord said, "No. Your little man-made fire is not how I am fixing the world." He said, "Trust in me, Abraham, you will have a child through Sarah." And they went back to trusting. The Lord brought Isaac forth. And from Isaac, from the complete darkness of their barrenness, God created from that darkness light. For the line of Isaac led the people of Israel. And the prophet says, "Look back to your ancestors. They learned the lessons already of how to rely on God in darkness. Don't forget them." "For the Lord comforts Zion," the prophet says. "He comforts all her waste places and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song." A world devastated by the rebellion of Adam and Eve led to the destruction that Abraham and Sarah had witnessed, and then the destruction that the people of Israel had witnessed with Assyria and Babylon. No longer were the people living in the garden relationship with their God. No longer did the creation flourish. There was death and suffering all around them. But God promised, "Just like I can bring forth Isaac for Abraham and Sarah, so too I can restore the garden. Even in the midst of your suffering in Babylon and Assyria, do not lose hope. I can bring light from complete darkness. I can bring light from complete death. So give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation, for a law will go out for me, and I will set my justice for a light to the people." God's word was their light. But when they listened, or would they continue to ignore it? "My justice draws near. My salvation has gone out. My arms will judge the people. The coastlands will hope for me, and for my arm they will wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath you. For the heavens are vanishing like smoke. The earth is wearing out like a garment. And they who dwell in it will die in like manner." The prophet implores the people in their situation in Assyria and Babylon, in exile, to look around them. Look at the heavens. Look at the earth around you. Look at the people. It's all wearing out. You're being destroyed. The skies are being destroyed. The earth around you is being destroyed. Even your oppressors are wearing out like a garment. But in the midst of that, he says, "My salvation will be forever. My justice will never be turned away." And as we look around our own world and we look at the heavens and the earth beneath us and we see it wearing out like a garment under the stress of humanity, under the stress of our rebellion, the stress of our sin, it would be easy to lose hope and to think we need to light a fire to save this, to save ourselves. But God says, "My salvation will come through. My justice will not be turned away. Though the earth is wearing out around you, I can make her like Eden again." So listen to me, God says again. Listen, you who know justice, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear not the reproach of man, nor be dismayed at their revilings. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, the worm will eat them like wool, and my justice will be forever.
So as we see the men and women around us causing the destruction of our world, and we fear and dismay the oppression and the terror they bring upon us and upon those in our world, God reminds us, do not fear men. They're nothing. They will wear out. They cannot destroy you. They cannot truly harm you. They are like grass. The men and women who bring oppression and terror and destruction to our world, they will not stand. Awake, awake and put on strength, the arm of the Lord. Awake as the days of old. The ransom of the Lord will return. They will come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will be upon their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. The Lord promises in his strength, joy, redemption to the world will be like Eden again. I, he says, I am the one who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of men but God? Of men who are just like grass. Have you forgotten the Lord, your Maker, who stretched out the heavens, who laid the foundation of the earth? Why do you fear the oppressor? Why do you fear the wrath of those oppressors? The Lord reminds us through the prophet, he is the only one who can comfort and fix your darkness. Why fear those around us in our world? They are but grass. They are nothing before God. He made the heavens. He made the earth. Can he not fix them? He made you. He made your loved ones. He made all of us. Can he not fix us, even in death? And the Lord promises, he who is bowed down, humiliated, will be released. He will not die or go down to the pit. He will never be lacking in bread. I am the Lord your God. I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you in the shadow of my hand. His hand is watching over us, protecting us from the oppressor. I have established the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and I have said to you, Zion, you are my people. The prophet speaks to a people sitting in complete darkness, lost in the destruction of exile at the hands of the Assyrian and Babylonian Empire, and God reminds them, I created it all. I can fix it. Do not rely on your own strength. Do not rely on the strength of armies and nations. Do not rely on lighting your own puny fire to give you light. I am the light to you through my word. Listen. Trust me. I am there with you. The troubles, the suffering, the pain, the death, it will fade. And as we saw in Jesus, as we walked through Matthew's gospel this year, he who gave his back to be struck, his cheeks to be hit, his face to be spit on, did not deviate from trusting in his God. He did not light a fire of his own making. He did not look to the armies and the nations around him to help. He said, my God will come through for me. And yet he died. But even in death, God was able to make the world like Eden again. In the face of death and the wearing out of the world, the wearing out of Jesus' body, its destruction at the hand of the oppressor, God raised his body from the dead, and new life, new light was born into the world from nothing. So as we see the destruction and the suffering of our world around us, where will we look for help? Will we be an obstinate people who do not listen to the simple voice of the prophets crying out to us? Their voice, which is a light into the midst of our darkness. Will we listen to their voice? Will we rely on God? Will we look to Jesus in the hope that he offers? Or will we, in the fear of the darkness enclosing us, will we light a match of our own, light our own torches, and try to figure out our own way through the dark. We look to our ancestors before us, we will see that trying to find our own path will only destroy us. God is giving us the path. His word is a light to our feet. Listen to me, he says. Open your ear and do not turn back. Our God can make